This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as we're out here live from Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. A big VIP event coming up here this afternoon and this evening. Donald Driver's in the house. He'll be coming over here momentarily. Looking forward to talking to Donald Driver, number 80. They got a special court with his number on it, their main event court, I guess you could say. Brewers still down 2-1 at this moment. Jackson Churio, what is he now, 0-for-4, Charlie, on the day?
Correct, 0-for-4.
That was a decent, I mean, that was a ground ball into the hole. Shortstop made a nice play on it, threw him out. Prior to that, he had all strikeouts. So we'll see. But the Brewers within one, still with a chance to win this thing. Still feel pretty good with where you're at right now, Charlie.
Definitely. I mean, the pitching staff has done their job. You would just hope that this team, besides Vinny Babe Ruth Capra's home run, would be able to get a little bit more power out there. Other than that, it's been all singles for this team.
Again, it's game one, right? So, I mean, if we're going to talk about expectations for this series, we said at the beginning of the show, I was hoping for one win. That's what I was hoping for, because I figured that there might be a little bit of a struggle for the Milwaukee Brewers coming into this game in New York against the Yankees. And then in that game today, we're talking about this game. C.C. Sabathia throws out the first pitch. He's going into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee, obviously. But he obviously pitched for the Milwaukee Brewers on that great run where they break the 26-year drought of going to the postseason, breaking an 11-year drought of even being .500. Sabathia was a big part of that when they traded for him. So he was there, too. A lot of emotions going on, but Brewers down 2-1 right now to the Yankees in New York. Joining us now, the Packer Hall of Famer, number 80. He is Donald Driver. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll talk about the Packers, obviously, a little bit here. But I'm more curious by something that I heard the other day.
And you
may not have an interesting answer for me whatsoever. But
maybe I do, though.
You never know. We're going to find out.
Never know what you get.
The other day, I'm sure you heard, Junior Bridgman passed away.
Correct.
Box legend, owned a bunch of Wendy's and so forth. But more so than anything else, was just really, really real with everybody that he came in contact with. People that worked in Wendy's have unbelievable stories. Like everybody. I've talked to him, interviewed him numerous times. Just a great dude. Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
The NBA player came out and said that Junior was his guy.
Yes.
That before he would make an investment or before he would do something, he'd run it by Junior first. And be like, Junior, what do you think?
Right.
And sometimes Junior would be like, I don't know if I do that, you know? And Chauncey would be like, all right, never mind. I didn't bring it up. No, I won't do it. We're good.
Right?
So for you, I mean, you're dabbling in everything, kind of like Chauncey, where you've got your hands in everything, and now it's pickleball. So do you have that person, or how do you go about judging what's good, what's bad, and what decision to make?
Yeah, no, I think, and it's funny that you talked about Junior. Junior was one of the guys that
when I first wanted to get into, when I was still a player, I wanted to get into the full franchise world.
Okay.
And Junior was the one who I reached out to and talked to, and he said, listen, if you're going to do it, you got to go all in, right? And when he told me the number that I had to invest, I said, I think I'm out. I don't have that kind of money right now. So, but, you know, he was one of the guys that you could reach out to, have a conversation with, and kind of tell you the ins and outs of business. And he was one of those individuals for me that I was allowed to have those conversations with. But I have, you know, I have my guy that, you know, I use right now, and it's Brian Lammy. He's been my agent and best friend for the last 22 years. And, you know, when anything that comes up, I run it by him 1,000%. And he's either in with me sometimes, and then he says sometimes, hey, you go out and take a leap of faith on your own, and this is what you do. And so the things that I've been able to do, and it worked out well. And so, you know, you got to have great people in your corner, and right now I have another great partner with Valerie Daniel Carter, and it's been amazing to have her a part of the things that I'm trying to do right now, and she's giving me all the wisdom and knowledge that I need to make sure that I'm making the right choices.
Isn't that such a big deal? Like, everybody looks at highly successful people, and they go, man, you're unbelievable. But really, at the end of the day, it's about the people you surround yourself with that put you in that position to be as successful as you are.
I think it's all about building relationships, right? And I think, you know, no one – I don't think anyone would say they were successful by themselves, right? I think some people always talk about, like, I built this from the ground up. But most people know that it took a lot of people around you to build to where you wanted to be. And I think for me, that's, you know, having great people and great relationships and building great relationships, it lasts a very long time. And so sometimes you may not talk to those persons all the time, but you can always pick them up and get the wisdom and knowledge you need.
Talking with Donald Driver, part owner here of Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. Got a VIP event coming up here right now up until about 8 o'clock tonight. They have a beautiful bar area out here, a community room where we're broadcasting from too. So how did this all come to be? Because there's one coming up in Green Bay that's going to be open, in Madison, maybe another location they're talking about. How did you get involved with Pickleball Kingdom?
Yeah, it started out where I wanted to create one of the largest pickleball tournaments in the state of Wisconsin. That's how it all started. Playing pickleball, and you know, I played in Texas a lot, so
there's no chance I'm playing pickleball with you. Who in the world is playing pickleball with Donald Driver?
Everybody's playing, because you know, I realized that this game is not played by skills alone. Like, you're gonna need more than just skills. I thought I was fast, I was strong, I'm gonna dominate.
Yes.
And two 70-year-old ladies just blasted me.
So I don't believe you. I'm
11,
on video.
My first time playing the game, I lost 11-1.
What?
11-1.
To a 70-year-old lady.
Yeah, I'm not going to give the real age of it, but I just said 70. Stay in that category.
That means she's older than 70. That's okay, though. We won't harp on that.
Yeah.
So that's how you fell in love with it?
That's how I fell in love, and that was about 6 years ago. And, you know, and then I started playing it. I started, you know, really getting into it, playing with my own paddle. I have a basketball court that has lines now for pickleball at my house. And so, you know, you just want to play. I mean, I think it's something that keeps you challenged all a single time. I think this is a game I think you can always get better at.
And it's a good form of exercise still.
It is. I tell people, like, this will bring people together that never wanted to work out or never get in shape and never want to go to a gym.
Right.
This is the best place for you.
That's me. I never want to go to a gym.
You're coming.
Your guy, Marquez, got me out there.
Okay.
And I tried it.
So what happened?
I was okay.
That's all it takes.
I was okay.
You don't need to be great at it.
I was okay. It's like ping pong. I'm all right at ping pong.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't have to be great at this.
It's like ping pong. It's the same type of format. We're putting spin on the ball I was doing and that type of stuff. It's the same type of thing.
So you in?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's cool. You don't got something? Hey, listen here. My 9-year-old for his birthday party wanted something different. So we did a pickleball party.
There you go.
And his friends, they played in gym class apparently in elementary school. So they kind of knew what they were doing. Us parents had no idea what was going on and trying to learn it.
So you know I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Did you lose to the 9-year-olds?
I didn't play them. The first time I played was just now.
Okay.
At 2 in the 2 o'clock hour. I'm really going to go out there and embarrass myself in front of my kids? You out of your mind, Donald Driver? No chance. In fact, if you ask my kids about sports, you will never hear many stories of me going out there and doing something in front of them.
Hey, never. You could.
No,
it's
I could.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I could. No, I'm good.
It's called making memories. That's what we try to do. We make memories.
Memories of when I win and they lose, not the other way around. Donald Driver joins us out here. Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. Okay, so you've got these locations, and this is your thing. You said you want to create the largest pickleball tournament. So is that vision still a thing? How do you get that to happen?
Yeah, no, it's still a thing. I think we're going to, you know, we want to bring it here to the state of Wisconsin. We want to create that so people know what pickleball is.
Are we talking a pro tournament or are you talking an amateur tournament?
Both.
Both.
Because I think that's the fun part of pop. You're going to get a lot of people that never played this game that's going to be fierce, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can bring people that's amateur, start to play the game, they become pros. And the pros, all they do is become greats, right? And that's the part that we really want to implement in our community. And so there's so many people that never played this game before that's now falling in love with it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, right now you can look around here with the different VIPs that are playing. It's all ages.
It's all ages. Yeah, all ages. And I mean, I know I'm gonna have to get out there in a little bit and play a little bit, but I'm gonna try to be nice today. They said that, you know, if you start going hard, then people start playing a little bit serious, and I don't want to tear nobody's ACL up tonight.
And you got a court like I see court 1, 4, 2, 3. There's 17 courts. Your court.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 80.
Yeah, you know, that was my two partners, Greg and Doug. They said, hey, Donald, we feel like your number deserves to get retired. And so we're going to retire at Pickleball Kingdom. And I was like, wow.
It's called King's Court.
It is called King's Court.
So do you have a crown?
Not yet. I'm going to put one on there.
I think there's got to be a crowd at some point.
It's going to be a crowd. You know, I think the biggest piece is that when you think about Pickleball Kingdom, is, you know, when I first heard that name, the first thing I thought about is the Kingdom of God, right? It's like bringing those spiritual gifts to it.
Yep.
And think about all these great people that's out here playing right now. It doesn't matter what age they are. They're truly playing their God gifts that they have. So it's amazing.
That's a great point. We got to switch over to the Packers a little bit. I want to kind of get your thoughts. You played there.
Yeah.
You watched them not go get the big name players and everything else, and Packer fans be mad.
They never have. Never have.
Last year they got Josh Jacobs and they got Xavier McKinney, and everybody was excited, right? Yeah. Like, all right, here we go. Now we're going. Yeah. Goody's going to do it again, because the last time he had money, got Preston Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Adrian Amos, spent a bunch of money. Billy Turner, right?
Yeah.
So he's got money again. He's going to do it again. Here we go. And then Packer fans got their hopes up for Davante Adams coming back. Packer fans got their hopes up that they were going to go out and get DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Packer fans tricked themselves into thinking T. Higgins was going to be a thing.
So let me ask you this. So you really think that's the issue, is bringing in receivers?
I'll tell you how I think and what is going on.
Last year,
they were so happy with what Josh Jacobs did and going to that inside zone and what they
it
saw.
Worked, though.
What they saw in the second half of the season, I think, different from Packer fans, they looked at that and said, we would like to build the offense around the run game, Josh Jacobs, and take some of that away from Jordan Love and the passing game. We're going to build it that way. Well, if you're going to build it that way, I don't need to spend $30 million on a wide receiver if it's going to be based around my offensive line, which they got a guard in Banks, and my running back, Josh Jacobs. And they got Marshawn Lloyd, who they drafted last year, who they like a lot as well, who got hurt last year. But if they're going to change the offense to be that, then do you really need that true dominant one wide receiver, or can you have a bunch of just really good receivers?
I think you got a bunch of good receivers.
Yes.
I don't think you need that one guy. And I think that's what people want, right? You think about the teams around the National Football League. Everyone thinks that they got one guy. Oh, is this guy? Good, this guy. The Eagles won the Super Bowl not with one receiver.
True. But, I mean, A.J. Brown's better than anything the Packers have.
Of course he is.
Right?
But I'm just saying. But that's still, he did not. A.J. did not win that game by himself.
You're right.
So I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the ball was spread around some great receivers, right?
And a stud running back.
We have a stud running back. Now you have to build that out. If our receivers, and I'll say this, if those receivers don't get hurt, that's a different playoff game.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, too. What about the drops perspective? I mean, they were among the leaders in drops at that wide receiver position.
Well, that's a correction. That's a position coach taking ownership of those drops, bringing those guys in early. One thing I can tell you this, when we had Ray Sherman, we had Edgar Bennett as our receiver coach, Jimmy Robinson, we always came out 15, 20 minutes early before practice catching. We spent 15, 20 minutes after practice catching. So it's the culture. It's a culture environment. That's what I did as a leader, and Greg, JJ, Jordy, they just followed the lead. And so I think that's the thing. I think you got to find that leader. And if that's Christian Watson or whoever that is, somebody has to take that. If Dobbs,
right,
Wicks, I mean, whoever wants to take that leadership, they have to do it.
I remember going to Packers training camp, covering Packers training camp back in the day when Brett was still there.
Yeah.
And it's done. And there is Robert Ferguson working that jugs machine over and over and over, trying to get better. And to your point, yes, I'll tell you what irritates me, and maybe it shouldn't. I see workout videos of these dudes. Oh, we got our shirts off. We're running around. Okay, last year that got me excited. I got hyped. Then the season
came.
They
were swole, huh?
Yeah, like, I got this. Yeah. And we're doing it again this year.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited anymore to see it, right? I don't need to see that. Just work.
So this is what I've realized, right? So many guys now are taking seasons off.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Off season, they're taking them off. We didn't take offseason off when I played back in the 90s and the early 2000s, late 2000s. You knew that you had 1 week off. You took that break. You say the playoffs. You go to the playoffs. You get that playoff. You got 1 week.
1 week.
You're back to work.
1 week?
That's the difference in guys. And training camp is different.
Yes.
There's no pass. I mean, you got everything is soft now. Yes. Compared to when we played, you knew
and
you
were
going.
That's funny because my guy's Leroy Butler, and he said you all were soft.
Not me. I played with Leroy, so there was no softness when I came here in 98.
No. I said that wrong.
Yeah.
Gary Ellerson is okay. Our other host. That's my other guy. So he played with Forrest Gregg in the 80s and all that.
Well, that was
he comes out to he comes out
had,
to y'all practice.
Yeah, they had metal. They didn't even have metal helmets back then, man. So that's a whole different ball game.
They're doing goal line on like Fridays.
I tell people that's like hard-nosed rugby. Like, I give people that play rugby, I give them credit because I wouldn't play that game. Right? And I know I play at the highest level, but rugby will be a sport that I'll be like, you know something? I'm fast. I can run away from. But if you get hit in rugby, your career could be over.
You get hit.
Yeah.
But what about guys like Chuck Cecil, man? Blood coming down the nose. Just nothing behind the eyes. Just running over and killing people. And
that's
he's coaching still after all that.
That's the good thing.
That's crazy.
But that has that mindset. It's like you have to go out there and kill people.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like I go out there and tap you.
Because if you kill him, you get a flag and you're 15 yards.
Yeah, you know, we don't want that. We don't want that at all.
No, you can't. He is Dallin Driver, number 80, part owner of Pickleball Kingdom out here at Menominee Falls. Hey, man, thanks so much for
hanging out.
I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for
good stuff. Again, open to the public Saturday and Sunday. Come out here.
Check it out here.
Have a community room. The bar is going to be open as well. Come check it out here in Menominee Falls. Again, if you're listening online, you're streaming us on the Odyssey app. It's coming to Madison eventually. It's going to be coming to Green Bay. Maybe another location somewhere else in Wisconsin I'm not going to get into. But keep your eyes out. There's a Pickleball Kingdom coming to you. 17 courts in this bad boy. A pro shop. You can get your pro light paddles here, the whole deal. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, things we missed. Plus, we get you updated on the Brewers-Yankees game here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's at 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.